When the borough first got into offering curbside commingled recycling collection in 2016, it was good for the borough's bottom line and for the environment. Petersburg Public Works Director Chris Cotta updated the borough assembly this week.
When the curbside program was implemented, the commodity prices at the time were good, and so for a couple of years, the program was doing really well.
For those years, it cost the community less to ship out a ton of recycled goods than a ton of garbage. But that's changed. The value of many of the items sent to the recycling center in Seattle has dropped, and recycling companies are charging more to process it. The bottom line is it now costs the borough more for shipping a ton of recyclables versus a ton of garbage. Cotta thought the assembly and the community should be having a discussion on whether to continue with the service.
You know, with the program losing money right now, the community really needs to decide, how committed are we to recycling? Do we want to possibly continue with something that's gonna, be costing money long term? Does the community care about recycling that much that we're committed to that level? Or would we rather, phase out the program or change the program to a different format?
Other options could be changing back to drop-off points for gathering recyclables instead of curbside collection, or reducing the types of material collected. Cotta said some products like cardboard and aluminum have kept their value. He also suggested a focus on composting could reduce the amount of trash shipped out. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci said he wasn't hoping to come up with the answers at this week's meeting.
I'm just hoping that we could sit down one night this fall and kind of go over the options of what we have and try and come up with some new ideas about making it, I don't know if it has to make a profit, but at least make it more so that it's breaking even.
Petersburg contracts to ship a combined 2,400 tons of trash and recyclables off the island each year, with about 300 tons of that material that can be reused and spared from the landfill. With the current rates and values, the borough would save about $3,300 a year in its garbage contract alone to send the recyclables instead to the landfill. It would also save money on the vehicles and employee time for the recycling program. The program is paid for by the residential and business customers of the sanitation utility. In related news, the Assembly approved a renewed 5-year contract with Republic Services. That's the company that ships Petersburg's garbage to a landfill in eastern Washington. The total value of the 5-year pact is estimated at $1.5 million. It includes annual 3.5% rate hikes to the borough and a one-time increase to cover a rise in shipping costs. That contract passed by a 6-0 vote with Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter not at the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.